Karash joining us here on the line one. Karash, thank you for the call.
Hey, good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Well, my story kind of starts off a little bit earlier. My original tour in the military was with the 82nd Airborne. I was in the infantry back in the late 80s, early 90s. Finished up, got out 15 years later, 2003. Well, on 9/11, I was actually on a roof doing a roofing job when the woman's house that I was working on came outside, and she looked up at me. I was on the roof, and she tells me to get down. I might want to come inside and take a look at this. And I go in, and I'm looking at television, and I get in just in time to see the second plane hit the tower, and was just completely in awe, actually, shock. Didn't think the wars were going to last that long. 2005 rolls around. You know, Iraq had already started in 03. 05 rolls around. I've got kids, little ones, and 9, 10 years old. But I still felt I had something to give, and it looked like the wars were going to last a little bit longer. So in 05, I re-upped, found an infantry unit, and later that year, I ended up in west of Baghdad, serving as a machine gunner on top of a Humvee from 05 to 06.
Wow. You'd been out 15 years almost?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
That's impressive.
I'd go back in now if they let me, but I'm too old.
Yeah. Yeah. They capped that for a long time. What did it, like 35 years or something like that? 35 years old?
Yeah, it's a combination of your prior service, and you'd have to be able to get your 20 years in before you were, before you were at retirement age, and I'd already passed that up. So,
Well, thank you for your service. I know so many people who wanted to do that, but either couldn't or didn't, and that's quite a sacrifice. Thanks for what you did.
My pleasure. May we never forget.
May we never forget. Boy, that's the truth. Maybe we always remember. Is what I'm saying as well. Why we're still fighting this thing today? We dropped bombs on radical Islamic militants yesterday, radical Islamic terrorists yesterday, 18 years later. Greg, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning. 9/11, 18 years ago, I was I just went back into on active duty with the Air Force. I was National Guard. I was a Missouri Army National Guard. I just served. I was on my four month mark, and I was at the front gate as a security police officer. When we got notified, they told us we had to shut the gates. Pretty much start shutting the gates down, and that was the last day for anyone in the United States Air Force. If you were a police officer, that you actually wore. The nice dress uniform.
They went to BDUs after that?
We went to the next day, Mark. We went to BDUs, and that's what it's been ever since.
Wow.
And like the whole week, and Mark, you can remember the newscast. We searched every single car for a week. My days went from 18 hours. For a week, a week straight.
Which base were you serving at that point?
I was a Scott.
Okay,
I just went back on active duty. I'm a prior Army. I was Army Guard for about 9 years. So I go back on active duty. I got accepted by the Air Force, and I was at the front gate. I'm also a first Gulf War vet, and then 2003, I got sent back for the second Gulf War.
Hey, I just wanted to share what I was doing. I just want to give a different perspective. I was about 2 weeks shy of ETSing, which is enlisted time served in the Army up in Fort Drum, New York. We just made a watch change for CQ duty, which is your company headquarters. You just kind of man the phones and whatnot. And about 2 hours after we made watch change, I got a call saying that everything was going into lockdown and all of Fort Drum was shutting down. And they didn't tell me why. But then a day later, they asked me if I wanted to re-up and re-enlist. And I told them, yes, I would. My company was was in Bosnia at the time, and the only unit that was available to deploy was the 1st and 87th, 1st Infantry Division. And so I re-upped and I joined them up. I had already turned in all my gear, and I had to they had to reissue all my gear. All I had was just my BDUs, and that was it. And a week later, I was headed off to Uzbekistan, getting ready to deploy into Afghanistan.
Wow. Where were you 18 years ago today? You know, for a generation, this is going to be a defining moment. The moment that they realized there was an enemy within our borders. Think about that for a minute. That's a moment of fear and loss that's kind of hard to shake. When the evil you think of as being somewhere else is suddenly in your backyard. For my parents, that might have happened with the assassination of John F. Kennedy. They were both very young when Pearl Harbor happened. For me, that moment was 9/11. The country had a brief moment of clarity in the 2 to 3 years after 9/11. And I call it brief because it didn't take very long for the PC crowd, for the hard left in this country, to claw their way back into the conversation. It's really hard to be out of touch when reality smacks you in the face. But, you know, memories fade, and what we find out is that fools return. And right now, I see fools everywhere. Here's how far we've come in those 18 years. The left in this country now identifies evil as somebody who supports border security or wants to vet foreign nationals who want to come from countries that breed terrorism. They see evil in people opposed to bigger government and free everything. They define evil as somebody who doesn't want every political discussion to be defined by race or gender. They define evil pretty much as anybody who disagrees with their worldview. Certainly, they define evil as anybody who supports Donald Trump. And in their mind, that's the only reason they need to break windows, set fires, wear black Antifa masks, become completely unglued if they see somebody they disagree with eating at a restaurant where they happen to be. These are the fools who've forgotten the lesson of 9/11 18 years ago today. Now, I mentioned this earlier, but a lot of people today are going to say, never forget. I say, always remember. All of this happened at the hands of a group of monsters who hate freedom and who use their religion as an excuse to murder innocent people. For historians, what happened on 9/11 is nothing new or surprising. Radical Islamic terrorists have been attacking America since 1780. Last night, we dropped about 40 tons of shock and awe on radical Islamic fighters on the eve of one of our country's darkest anniversaries. So I'm going to take time today. I'll bow my head to remember the lives we lost that day. I'm also going to vow to you to continue fighting in this country and out of this country those who don't want to recognize the threat that radical Islam poses not only to our country, but to freedom-loving people everywhere. And that would include the hypocrites in this country who now occupy offices in our Capitol building and who refer to these terrorists as some people somewhere did something. And they don't ever acknowledge their own marital infidelities would see them stoned to death in some countries under the auspices of their religion. I will always remember.